Clytus, I'm bored. What plaything can you offer me today?
That war rocket Ajax to bring back his body.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to War Rocket Ajax. It's episode 420, and I think we all know what all of you are expecting out of this episode of War Rocket Ajax.
That's right. You thought we were going to come on here and talk about sweet dank and getting high on
the devil's lettuce.
On God's green.
On God's green. And the devil's lettuce.
By the way, my name is Matt Wilson.
And my name's Chris Sims.
And, you know, we decided we didn't want to glorify drug use on episode 420 of War Rocket Ajax. We're not
We're not that kind of show. And it can lead people down a pretty dark path trying to impress people by engaging in this so-called counterculture. So instead, we're going to be doing something a little bit different this week.
We got together some of our good friends, some performers, a troupe, if you will, to perform one of the greatest works of literature of our time. We adapted it from its original comic form. We have taken it, made it into an audio drama, and we are going to present it to you now with a full cast. So please enjoy this presentation, everyone. War Rocket Ajax presents Fastlane, an adapted audio drama in four acts. Act one. Media Blitz.
Bitten by an irradiated spider, Peter Parker gained the proportionate strength, speed, and agility of the arachnid. He is the Amazing Spider-Man. Our story begins with the web-slinger being pursued through the city by the dastardly Mysterio, in giant form. As he smashes a billboard for the new movie Fastlane starring Zane Whelan, Mysterio calls out,
"Stand still, Spider-Man. Your demise will be much swifter that way."
"No thanks, Mysterio. I prefer a nice slow demise. One that won't catch up with me till I'm old and gray, and my web shooters spit cobwebs. Sheesh, how do I get into these things? Mysterio's a Hollywood special effects guru with an inflated ego, and apparently a body to match. When a critic announced that the special effects in the new Zane Whelan flick were the best he'd ever seen, Mysterio went ballistic. He started tearing up theaters, billboards, anything that promoted the movie. Luckily, I know Mysterio's secret. Mysterio's a media effects man. He's not really 90 feet tall. He's using some sort of high-tech gizmo to make everyone think he's a rampaging giant. Gotta trust my spider sense. This isn't real. Just an illusion created by an ordinary guy. This isn't real!"
In a moment of quick thinking, Spider-Man spots the hologram projector and shoots a web at its lens.
Phew! Good old spider sense. It can always tell me when things aren't what they appear to be. The image is gone, but so's the real Mysterio. I'll find him later. Right now, I've got to get my webhead back too.
The Daily Bugle, where publisher and editor-in-chief J. Jonah Jameson has no time for lollygaggers, including an out-of-costume Peter Parker.
"Parker! Where the blazes have you been? You were supposed to be here a half hour ago."
As Jameson berates his longtime punching bag, Peter Parker, he points out two new additions to the Bugle staff, Sam Exmoor and Tony Harris, who are checking out the high-tech official website of Zane Whelan's new blockbuster, Fastlane.
"I'm not paying these kids to surf the internet all day."
"Sorry, Jonah. I copped some shots of Spider-Man doing a Holyfield on Mysterio. Besides, Sam Exmoor and Tony Harris are college interns working on the Bugle's teen supplement, On Target. You're not paying them."
"Did you say you got pics of Spider-Man, Pete? Way cool."
That's the most interest I've seen you express since you started this internship, Sam. Didn't know you were such a fan of the Bugman.
You don't understand, Pete. Spider-Man is like the dude. Spider-Man doesn't report to no flat-top dictator. He does what he wants when he wants. Just like Zane Whelan.
As Sam holds up a promotional poster for Fastlane, Jameson snatches it away. In the image, Whelan is wearing a shirt with a marijuana leaf on it.
What the Sam Hill is this?
It's a newspaper ad for Zane Whelan's new movie, Mr. Jameson.
I'm not running that garbage in my newspaper.
Garbage?
You don't think this flat-topped dictator doesn't know what this ad is really selling? Look at his t-shirt. I'm a newspaper man, Exmoor. I know nothing's in there by accident. Hundreds of hours of work and planning go into every ad you see.
And as a newspaperman, you know what pays for your newspaper, right, Mr. Jameson?
A look of shock crosses Jameson's face before he storms back toward his office.
Some things are more important than money, Harris. And as long as I'm publisher of this newspaper, we won't be running any ads like this.
Poor Jonah. Always trapped between what's good for the public and what's good for the pocket.
Yeah, and just wait till he finds out who's the cover feature for the first issue of On Target. We're gonna be late for the interview. Let's go.
Tony, what's up with Sam? He usually seems so down all the time, but now...
Yeah, Sam's always psyched to find a hero. Someone new to be like...
Like Zane Whelan.
Yeah, now Sam even carries a bowl in his pocket like Zane. Smokes a little grass with his friends, but I'm sure he'll be fine.
Later, Peter, Sam, and Tony head across town in a Bugle news van.
Hey, thanks for letting me take the wheel, Pete.
I could swing across town on the Webline Express. Why would I ever need my driver's license?
Hey, am I being paranoid? Or is someone following us?
As Sam reaches into his pocket to make sure he has his bowl for smoking grass with friends, a horrendous crunch sound fills the van. Mysterio launches the van into the sky using a crane with a huge magnet attached.
Once I eliminate those who flaunt the image of Zane Whelan, I will eliminate Whelan himself!
In an absent-minded moment, Sam reaches out for his bowl as it slips out of his pocket and tumbles out of the open van door.
Whoa!
Sam, no! Too late! How can I save Sam without revealing that I'm Spider-Man?
Hi there. I'm podcast personality Matt D. Wilson. You may have heard of some things that are supposed to make you feel good, like THC, PCP, and LSD. But have you heard of HQC? Yeah. High quality content. That's the only high I need.
Hi, everyone. I'm podcast personality Chris Sims. And if anyone tells you that you need to smoke some dank, tell them that you want to go S-rank and listen to a podcast like War Rocket Ajax.
Head over to patreon.com/warrocketajax and start your life anew today. The content of this advertising was paid for by HQC Council of America.
Act 2. Feel the rush.
Last time, Peter Parker and two Daily Bugle college interns, Sam Exmoor and Tony Harris, were attacked by the master of special effects known as Mysterio. And Peter made a startling discovery about Sam.
Sam! No!
My bowl! Whoa!
Too late. How can I save Sam without revealing that I'm Spider-Man? No choice. Tony can't see from the back seat, and Sam's a little too preoccupied to notice some subtle web work from yours truly.
Already wearing his web shooters, Peter webs up a net to catch Sam's fall.
Well, Spider-Man!
Now let's hope that Mysterio's attention span is on par with Sam's.
As Peter attaches web lines to the crane's controls, Mysterio is bloviating away.
Hollywood will rue the day it trifled with the greatest special effects wizard in history! One way or another, Zane Whelan will pay! So says Mysterio. That's me.
Sheesh! Listen to Mysterio rant. He hasn't even noticed what's going on right under his nose.
With Mysterio's attention diverted, Spider-Man returns the van gently to the ground and it speeds away, despite Peter's lack of a driver's license.
Hold on tight, Tony. We're getting out of here.
As the van approaches Sam, still in the netting of the webs, he's reaching out for his bowl just below him on the pavement.
Come on, Sam. Get in before Mysterio realizes we've checked out.
Just one more Gotcha!
As Sam retrieves his bowl, Peter grabs his collar and pulls him into the van.
Get in here, now!
And Mysterio discovers they've gotten away.
What? How? Spider-Man!
Sam, why do you even need that thing? Why did you have to start smoking weed?
I don't know. I just... Chill out, Tony. What are you, my mother? And what's the big deal? It's just something to do with my friends.
Is that why you almost got yourself killed? Over a social thing?
Jeez. I bet you Spider-Man and Zane Whelan do what they want, when they want, without having to put up with a bunch of noise.
The rest of the short journey is spent in uncomfortable silence until the press van rolls onto the set of the Fastlane music video, which takes place at a construction site.
Hello, you must be the journalist from the Bugle. Bob Lefferts, Zane Whelan's manager.
This is Tony and Sam, our apprentice editors for the Bugle Sunday Teen Supplement, On Target.
Where's Zane Whelan?
Whoa, slow down there, Slick. To find Zane, all you gotta do is look overhead.
Some 10 stories up on a girder, a team of hair and makeup artists put the finishing touches on Zane Whelan's movie star looks.
Hold still, Zane!
Keep futzing with my eyes and I won't be needing no contact lenses to make them look bloodshot.
All right, everybody quiet on the sets and action!
Life is a rush, don't let it pass you by. Gotta take a hit to make it, or just stand still and die. Follow the white line to the fast lane. Pitch a ride and fly.
As the song reaches a crescendo, Zane leaps from the girder.
No! Zane fell!
Oh my gosh.
If he were really in danger, my spider sense would be wailing louder than this movie soundtrack.
And just then, Zane snaps back up. There's a bungee cord on his back.
Whoa.
Great shot! Absolutely perfect, Zane! We'll just cut the part where you fell, and that'll be a wrap.
Can you believe it? He's up there showing people they can walk on steel girders while they're high as a kite? And he wears a safety harness?
Well, it's just a music video, Tony. It's cool.
Is it really, Sam?
The shoot's a wrap? You gotta be kidding me. This entire crew must be the most incompetent bunch of losers I've ever worked with. My grandmother could shoot a video faster than this. And the last shot was nowhere near perfect. Later for you people, I'm gone.
Sam, don't you see what a phony he is?
Give it a rest, Tony. I don't need you to tell me what to think. I'm out of here.
Uh-oh, spider sense tingling. There's a real threat somewhere close by. Tony, I want to get a few shots of the set before they take it down.
Sure thing, Peter. I guess.
Slipping away to change clothes, Peter Parker becomes the Amazing Spider-Man. Meanwhile, in Zane Whelan's trailer...
Man, it's a good thing I had that safety harness. You wouldn't have gotten me up in that tower any other way. But the kids eat that stuff up.
Nice touch with the tantrum, Zane.
Yeah, well, Zane Whelan fans expect him to be rebellious. And that's just the image those kid reporters will promote about me in their magazine.
I can't believe it. The only thing this reporter is going to write about you is that you're one big fake.
Zane Whelan is big business, kid. The image, the music, the movies, and the videos. It's all just part of the biz.
He's right. I'm a prisoner of this image. You and I know it's fake, but there's a lot of kids out there who think it's cool. And that pays the bills. One day you'll understand.
I understand perfectly.
Sam, are you okay? What's going on?
I'm getting out of here. Now.
What?
Zane Whelan may be a fake and a sellout, but Sam Exmoor doesn't have to answer to anyone.
As Sam lights up his bowl, a new problem arises.
Spider-Man?
Ugh. Pardon me, folks. Human projectile coming through.
Spider-Man! Your infernal persistence will not prevent me from bringing this set down around Zane Whelan's ears.
Sorry. Union rules clearly state that only a grip from the production crew can bring that set down around Zane's ears. Or was that a gaffer?
Sam, come back!
Time to face the facts, you witless fools. This time, it's curtains for you all!
Investors, investors, investors! Have you heard about Vapor Blade?
It's the only knife you can vape.
Who's it for? high-end customers.
Professional chefs.
Former smokers.
Kids.
Ninjas.
Grandma.
And everyone. Head over to your local investment firm and tell them you want to put all the cash you have into Vaporblade LLC today.
Just to clarify, please do not use the Vaporblade product. It is extremely dangerous in virtually every way.
Don't smoke weed in it. Also, don't smoke tobacco in it. Don't vape anything in it.
Don't have it in your house. It's like, it's really like, it's, I don't know what we were thinking when we did this.
But do invest.
Do invest, though.
Vaporblade. Act 3. On the Edge.
While Spider-Man fights for his life on the set of singer-slash-movie-star Zane Whelan's new music video, Tony Harris watches helplessly as her friend Sam Exmoor speeds recklessly away in a Daily Bugle news van.
Once I have rid myself of your irksome interference web spinner, Zane Whelan's life is mine!
All because a review of Zane's new movie says the special effects are better than anyone else can do? Mysterio, that fishbowl must be cutting off the oxygen supply to your big head! Zane Whelan and his manager are trapped in here with Mysterio and me, but Sam Exmoor got away. At least he'll be safe.
As Mysterio and Spider-Man battle, Sam speeds down New York's city streets, which have been distorted by the narcotic in his system.
Spider-Man will probably save Zane from Mysterio, but I bet he'd think twice about sticking his neck out if he knew what I know. That Zane Whelan is a total fake. That his whole image is just a sham. Zane Whelan can go to blazes for all I care. The only important thing is what I thought he was like. The way he is in the movies. Totally on the edge. That's what's cool. I can get that far out on the edge, even if the real Zane can't.
Back on set.
Soon the world will know that Mysterio is the one true master of illusion, Spider-Man.
If you want to get the word out, why not just hire a good publicist like everyone else these days?
In an instant, one Mysterio becomes a dozen Mysterios in front of Spider-Man's eyes.
You'll pay for your insolence, Bug.
How nice! An instant crowd to provide polite applause for your little parlor tricks.
To get to the bottom of Mysterio's illusion, Spider-Man jumps onto a light rig.
And now, will the real Mysterio please stand up? What do you know? Only one shadow and only one real Mysterio. Now play along. We're in a classic movie western.
Spider-Man webs the real Mysterio's feet and pulls, sending him to the ground.
And I've got the drop on you.
In a flash, Spider-Man binds Mysterio in webbing.
You know something, Mysterio? Without all your special effects and illusions, you're just another ordinary crook. Are you guys all right?
No harm done, as long as that photographer isn't around with those kid reporters to blow my image.
Hey, Mr. Whelan!
Don't!
I have to find Peter Parker, fast!
What's the problem?
I can't find our photographer, and my friend Sam Exmoor just took the company van and ditched us!
Sorry, lady. No hitchhikers on the Webline Express.
I don't need a ride, Wallcrawler. It's just that I'm worried. I saw him smoking pot as he drove away.
Upset and unable to think clearly, Sam heads across the Brooklyn Bridge toward disaster.
I'll show you all. Zane Whelan needs a safety harness to hot the edge, but that's not the way it really works. A true rebel lives dangerously all the time.
With those words, Sam exits the van and walks along the edge of the bridge. With traffic at a standstill, a truck driver calls his dispatcher.
Hey, Bear. I'm on the bridge now. Traffic's all backed up. I know, we got a schedule to keep.
Shaken by the cacophony of car horns, Sam snaps out of his stupor and reconsiders his reckless plan, returning to the van.
Huh? Ah, forget it. This isn't much of a kick anyway.
But the truck driver has grown impatient.
Breaking traffic. I gotta try to make it through.
No, that truck! Heading right for me!
Tragically, the trucker's unsuccessful efforts to avoid Sam's van caused the truck to plunge into oncoming traffic and knock the van off the side of the bridge.
Help!
At that moment, perched on a building.
Finding one kid in a van on the streets of New York is like looking for a proverbial needle in a haystack. Too bad Super Spider Vision didn't come as a standard feature with the webs and wall crawling. Uh-oh, Spider Sense is tingling.
A blast of fire shoots beneath the webhead, and he barely jumps out of the way.
Did a flame-retardant spider butt come as an option?
The Human Torch!
In the flaming flesh webs.
Sorry, Johnny. No time for fun. There's a kid I know behind the wheel of a van, and he's flaming on to a spark all his own. Comprende?
Then you're lucky I came along. I'm late for a big charity gig, but what the hey?
Thanks, Torch. Look!
The smoke from the accident on the bridge catches Spider-Man and the Human Torch's eyes.
First things first, Pally. We better check that out.
I don't want to get close to that gasoline spill, Spidey, so I'll drop you off at a safe distance and call in the reinforcements.
Thanks, Matchstick.
Just then, Spider-Man sees the van hanging off the bridge's edge.
No! It's the Bugle van! Sam!
As the van's back tires slide off the asphalt, Spider-Man shoots out two web lines to catch it.
I've only got one shot at this. Better make it count. Ugh. Hold on, hero. You're the last chance this kid's got.
And hold on he does. As the Amazing Spider-Man's every muscle strains to the breaking point, the plummeting van stops, suspended in midair at the end of two impossibly thin strands of webbing. But before he can breathe a sigh of relief, Spider-Man feels a faint tremor in the webbing as it begins to tear under the incredible burden.
Hi, everybody. I'm podcast personality Chris Sims, and if you know me, you know that I can get a little bit wordy sometimes. That's why I'm LTA. That's right, living the Abreeves from Ajax Health. Abreeves can help save you time, money, energy, and your life. Abreeves help everything go faster. That's right, EGF.
Ask your doctor about Abreeves today. Side effects of Abreeves include HTA, hating the Abreeves, extreme annoyance, misunderstanding, DAS, disambiguation syndrome, SOA, speaking only in Abreeves, ERS, extremely rapid speech, CAE, compulsive Abreeves explanation, and diarrhea. Be sure to ask your doctor about Abreeves now.
Abreeves, I'm LTA. Act 4. Back on target.
College intern Sam Exmoor just learned that his idol, Zane Whelan, is a shallow fabrication of media hype and fanfare. Sam set out to prove that the fictional lifestyle of a celebrity was still preferable to the ordinary existence of a college freshman. Now, as the impossibly thin strands of webbing that had stopped his fall tear apart, the future of Sam Exmoor's ordinary existence looks very much in doubt.
No! My webbing broke! Great job, Spidey. You may have just cost that kid his life.
Help!
In the space of a few quick heartbeats, Sam's van resumes its deadly plunge and he is knocked unconsious, while, without a thought, Spider-Man hurls himself off the bridge in a desperate attempt to reach his young friend.
I've only got seconds to reach Sam or we're both going for a permanent swim in the East River. The door's jammed! I don't have...
With his spider strength, Spider-Man pulls the door off its hinges.
Time for this! Hang on, kid, Hey, what gives? We stopped without that big ouch I was expecting. Did Jolly Jonah Jameson buy this van from a SHIELD used flying car lot?
But stingy old Jameson would never do that. Instead, the van had been caught by none other than...
Iron Man!
Hello, web-slinger!
Man, are you a sight for sore bug eyes? How did you happen to be in the neighborhood? Did someone hold a superhero convention and forget to invite yours truly?
No, we were all attending a big charity event downtown, and the Human Torch's signal flare brought us to the scene.
Us?
As Iron Man returns the van to the bridge, Spider-Man notices another hero.
Hey, Storm!
We'll take it from here, Spider-Man.
Although a veteran crime fighter and frequent comrade to these self-styled superheroes, Spider-Man can't suppress a lump in his throat at the awesome assemblage before him. Iron Man, Storm, the Human Torch, Thor, Captain America, Spider-Girl, Wonder Man, Wolverine, Mr. Fantastic, The Thing, The Invisible Woman, She-Hulk, and even in the midst of a thundercloud summoned by Storm to extinguish the raging fire, it is a shining moment as these magnificent heroes assemble to do what they do best, save lives. Although the web-slinger desires nothing more than to stand by and witness this inspiring moment, he realizes that the unconscious young man he holds in his arms requires immediate medical attention. At ESU Medical Center, later that night.
Oh, my head hurts.
Count yourself lucky. This is a happy ending. Not much like a Zane Whelan movie, eh, Sam?
You can say that again. What was I thinking? How could I have thought Zane Whelan was cool? I was so sure that smoking pot was part of being like him. But the real Zane's not like that. It's all an image he and his manager and all the people they hire have created.
So is his rebellious lifestyle that you read about in the gossip columns and you see on those tabloid TV shows. The media can easily shape the way people feel about someone, Sam. Believe me, I know. J. Jonah Jameson has made me out to be a menace in his newspaper for years.
It makes me so mad to think how far everyone working on that video was willing to go to make Zane look dangerous. The way they dressed him up and had girls throwing themselves at him. Like being a tough loner and smoking pot was just the only way to live. To get everything you want. All that effort to make money off a lie. Why couldn't I be more like Tony? She likes Zane's movies, but she never did what I did. Never almost got herself killed or caused so much trouble for other people.
A lot of people do fall for the hype, Sam. But no one can take advantage of you unless you let them. Speak of the devil.
Tony? What are you doing here? With Zane Whelan?
I wanted to say I'm sorry, Sam. I'm really sorry you got hurt. I'd hate to think it was my fault in some way.
Zane and I are reconsidering his image, Sam. We're going to take a look at what kind of influence Zane has on the kids.
Talk is cheap, guys. Let's see you put those good intentions into action.
It's as good as done, Webhead.
Hang in there, kid. See ya.
The article! I forgot all about it!
Whoa, no need to worry about that now.
No. I want to get started on it. Our Diggly Bugle teen supplement is the perfect place to tell people what we really think.
You two are in the driver's seat, Sam. Maybe now you can see the power that comes with your position. Uh-oh, here comes trouble.
Outside the window, Spider-Man spies a spectral vision. Mysterio.
Zane Whelan, you can never escape the power of Mysterio. That's me. Your destruction will be my greatest feat, and it will be no illusion.
Looks like Domehead escaped from the cops, and he's still angry that critics called the special effects in Zane's movie better than anyone else could do. I'll check in on you later, Sam. Time to go to work.
Good luck, Spidey.
And just like that, Spider-Man swings away, leaving Tony and Sam alone to talk.
Spidey's right. Being the editors of On Target for the Bugle really does give us the power to influence people, just like Zane has.
But what comes along with that power is...
it's responsibility. That's what Spidey was trying to tell us. With great power comes great responsibility.
Now, all we have to do is figure out what that means for us, and what we're going to put in our cover story about Zane Whelan.
We can do it, Tony. Come on, let's get started.
I am Greg Schiegel, and I was your narrator. You can find me at HatterEntertainment.com, H-A-T-T-E-R, Entertainment.com. Please check out my Pix graphic novels at PixComic.com, P-I-X-Comic.com, and enjoy my podcasts, Stuff Said and Cruising Together. Thanks.
Hey there, it's Amanda Meadows. You can find Amanda, my stuff, at DevastatorPress.com. And at lionforge.com, where I'm an editor. And you can find me on Twitter at Amandonium. Thanks.
This is Jay Gonzo playing the part of Zane Whelan. You can find all of my artwork at jgonzodesigns.com. And right now, until October 3rd, I've got a Kickstarter for a project going called Lavaz the Mayo. That's L-A-V-O-Z-D-E-M-A-Y-O. Tata Rambo, which is T-A-T-A-R-A-M-B-O. Look it up. I'd love your support.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey Golden. I'm a comics writer, game designer, comedy writer. You can find me on Twitter at Jeffrey Golden, G-E-O-F-F-R-E-Y-G-O-L-D-E-N. And I created the Wet Hot American Summer Fantasy Camp role-playing game, which you can find at stores and online.
Hi, I'm Daniel Kibblesmith. I was Iron Man and the director. I'm a writer for The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and Black Panther vs. Deadpool number 1 coming in October from Marvel.
Hi, everyone. I'm Marlene Thompson. I played Mysterio and Storm, and you can find me on Twitter at Marlene_Isabel with two L's. I do a lot of improv. If you're in Asheville, come see it. And also, I have a TV show coming out on YouTube. It's called From the Ashes. Once the channel is up and running, please follow. Thank you. Bye.
And that was our show this week, everybody. Thank you to everyone who contributed their time to bringing this audio drama of Fastlane to life. Go check out everything they do. I, by the way, I played Sam Exmoor, and and I think I played a makeup artist
in here. You played a makeup artist? You played the Human Torch?
I did play the Johnny Storm, the Human Torch.
I'm just going to go ahead and read the full cast list, okay, because folks have heard the plugs already, but just so you know who played who, that our narrator was Greg Schiegel, the original artist of Fastlane. We cannot thank him enough for coming on and being our narrator. I, Matt D. Wilson, was Peter Parker and Spider-Man.
The role Chris of Sims, a lifetime.
It was, I can never get a better role. Sam Exmoor was played by Chris Sims. Tony Harris was played by Amanda Meadows. Marlene Thompson played Mysterio. I took on the role of J. Jonah Jameson. Zane Whelan was played by our friend Jay Gonzo. Zane Whelan's manager, Bob Lefferts, was played by Jeffrey Golden. Chris was the Human Torch. The director was Daniel Kibblesmith. And Iron Man was also portrayed by Daniel Kibblesmith. Storm was portrayed by Marlene Thompson. The makeup artist was Chris Sims. And the truck driver was me, Matt D. Wilson.
Matt, again, that makes this a post-credit sequence, like in all those Marvel movies.
Yes, we've done the credits, so now everything is post-credits. So get ready for us to reveal the villain of our big crossover coming up in 6 years.
Oh no, Matt, I'm turning into dust. We better hurry up.
Thank you so much to everybody who was part of this. Shockingly, all that work to write that script and record all that stuff was 20 minutes of audio.
And also thank you to our good pal, Rob Wesley, for messaging me a month ago and going, hey, here's what you should do for 420. And putting this idea in our heads.
Rob, you nailed it. You nailed it. Weirdly, this is such a shorter episode than our normal episodes, but so much more work went into this than a normal episode, so please be aware of that, everybody.
And we'll have a full-length regular episode for number 421 next week, although, Matt, you will not be here.
I will not be here. I will be away on vacation, but I will be back for number 422. And before we do that, Chris, before we get too far ahead of ourselves, we need to tell people all the stuff they need to know about the show. You can email us at warrocketpodcast@gmail.com. If you have an idea for what we should do for episode 690, for example.
I actually don't want to hear those ideas.
Okay. For 666, then you can email it to us there. You can send us panel president lists, every story ever lists. You can let us know if you want to sponsor the show. All at that email. You can also send us listener questions on Tumblr. Our Tumblr is warrocketpodcast@gmail.com. Our website is warrocketajax.com. That is where you can stream the show, download the show, read show notes, and leave comments. It is also where you can find the panel president and every story ever lists in Google document form. Also, go leave us a review on the podcasting app of your choice, be that iTunes or Stitcher or any of the other podcasting apps that are out there. Leave us a review there if you're so inclined. It helps us on the show. Write a whole review about how we did an audio drama version of Fastlane. That's got to get somebody's attention.
Make sure you point out in your review that this is a full cast audio drama of a PSA comic from 18 years ago.
Now we've reached the part of the show where we tell you about all the different places you can find us online. For me, all you have to do is go to mattdwilson.net to find links to my books, my comics, my other podcasts, and all my social medias. Everything will be okay. All 5 issues are out on Comixology right now. So head over to Comixology and pick those up if you have not. The full story is there. You don't have to wait for anything. You can read all five issues by picking them up there now. And I would suggest that you do. Chris, where can people find your stuff?
They can find all of my stuff just by going to the-isb.com. That has links to all of my comics and the columns that I write here and there around the web. This one's not on there yet, but check out dreams.tv. It is TV for your phone, and they are airing the 1966 Batman television show. And I am writing some episode commentaries for them. So support them and what they do, and they will keep paying me to write about this show that I love and think about all the time. Also, comics are coming out, but we'll talk about those again some other time.
Chris, did we do it?
I think we did. I think we got extremely high a quality content.
420 units of high quality content, everybody.
69 stars on iTunes.
I'll see you in 2 weeks. Chris, will see you next week. Bye.
Have a great week, everybody. We love you. Flash.